Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. We are recording live in March of 2016. Welcome, Tim.
Hi.
Welcome, Nick. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
We are coasting off of the momentum of the best ofs right now, where you appear not one, but twice. And that's just from one episode.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Two hot segments every one podcast average. That's huge. Who in here likes hip hop?
I get that joke because once I read a rap annotation on the part where he's like, you're paying a LeBron, I'm paying a Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Reed?
Dwayne Wade.
Didn't I say?
Kind of. You were Dwayne quite Wayne? Close. You made the sounds.
Guys, I gotta know, what is new in your lives? This is a segment called One New Thing. That's not boring. Who wants to go first? I'll go first. I think I have melanoma.
What is, now melanoma, that's like a skin thing?
Yeah.
That's the one that's cancer?
Yeah. That's the one. I don't know, it's kind of thing that looks like a thing. It could be that or a Lyme's disease bite.
You have Lyme's disease?
Jesus Christ. You have like 48 hours to figure out.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jason.
My guess would be that you should get it checked out, but even if it is, it's so fine. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, people get melanoma all the time and they just like cut it off.
Or Lyme's disease.
It's Lyme.
Oh, I mean, right. It's not possessive.
It's one.
Oh, did you get that from that filthy squirrel?
Hey, everybody, by a show of hands, who has had some wildlife in their home?
Strong sentence. Me. That'd be me.
Who has had wildlife in their homes more than once? That's a straightforward.
Yeah. Jason answer. Yeah.
Who put an animal in the place you asked?
No, that was worse. I agree with you there.
Better? Okay, better or worse?
This is a segment called Better or Worse.
Well, that is a segment.
Great.
Of ours?
Well,
says who?
We did the eye doctor sketch.
Now. Right.
Yeah, it's not a segment.
What is the difference between...
So, Christine, what's new with you?
Yeah, thank God.
One cool new thing is that I'm going to dye my hair green in the next few days with vegan conditioner.
I had a little moment of fear at the beginning of your sentence when you said, I'm going to die.
Oh my God.
And I had a moment because we had just been talking about cancer.
That's your fault.
I'm like, oh great. She has to one up me on everything on this stupid podcast.
I'm not going to die. Thank you for being fearful though.
Yeah.
And also making it about you.
Yeah. You're going to one up my cancer scare with a definitely going to die.
She's so young. That must be so scary for her to be dying. It was.
You're taking my Lyme's life.
How could she steal my attention and sympathy? Wow.
What are the animal parts in normal hair dye?
They find ways. I have no idea. But also, they test a lot of shit on animals. Yeah. There's not like a very vegan process for most like shampoos.
Oh, right. The entire warehouse of rabbits with bleeding sprays in their eyes.
Why the change? Why the green hair?
I think it'd be pretty sick to dye my hair green. And because I am a freelance writer, I don't do things without writing about it. So I emailed a beauty editor, Meredith Haggerty, actually, friend of the show, and was like, can I dye my hair green with this vegan hair dye for you? And she was like, yeah, that sounds interesting.
I've noticed some weird things about my hair in my 30s. I turned 30, so my hair is different.
You're not in your 30s, though.
I'm inside.
Wait, it's the start of his stand-up set.
Yeah, you turned my tight 5 into a iffy 7.
15.
So I've started to notice some things about my hair. They're different now that I'm in my 30s. You know, things like this don't bother you much when you're in your 20s. You know, I'm just trying to figure out, like, when someone will stop looking at me long enough where I can masturbate for the fourth time that day. Yeah, this guy definitely knows what's up. He clapped, but he's using his hands. Thanks for coming out. But in my 30s, the hair is just totally different. There's a lot of things that go. They don't tell you this, certainly. And I don't think your parents tell you this because they don't want you to know how bad they've got it.
I have a really good soundboard app called Sitcom Audience that I'm going to pull up for you guys. Yeah, it's very powerful.
He's a slob. She's a nerd. And they both live with a sound effects guy with the worst timing.
I just want a beer.
This is called 7 Second Sitcoms. You play the drop music to a scene, yep. and we do 7 minutes of the sitcom that it would be.
Seven minutes or seconds?
7 seconds. Okay, seven second
sitcom. Okay, hold on. Let me find the best page of this app.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, oh, Claire, you buy vegetables too.
7 seconds are up. What was that sitcom? Claire in the grocery store?
Running into Claire. Sitcom? Bumping into Claire.
Bumping into Claire.
Yes.
This is great. Then we have to name it at the end. All right.
Okay.
Tim.
I wish I had a horse in this no horse town.
I done almost chopped a horse.
Got it.
Listen, Bobby, I'm done with your bullshit.
Murphy's bed. He made it. He lies in it, is the tagline.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies!
Yeah.
I see you
Oh, yeah.
I see you drinking those milkshakes.
Time. That was, ladies, I see you drinking these milkshakes.
It's like the Fonz. The Fonz. That's goes his catchphrase. Yeah,
that was for the first pass. Henry Winkler took that to set and was like, how about I just go, A? And like, it's shorter.
If I hadn't have lost my horse, I could get out of this no horse. Wow. It's a spinoff.
Is he saying horse with a U?
What does that mean?
It's Canadian.
Where?
Wait, what is
Where's
it?
The U go?
After the O.
Ours?
But what does that mean?
Horse. Ugh. My math teacher is such a cunt. Can't believe she assigns me the homework that I already told her I wasn't gonna fucking do after I had sex with her. Wanna go to the beach?
Beachfront high.
Nailed it.
Imagine receiving that information presented to you that way with that tone.
I'm just at my locker You're trying to get my boots.
I lost my retainer. I'm 14. He called the teacher a cunt, revealed that he'd fucked her. And then asked cavalierly if the person would like to accompany him to the beach. Who is he?
What's the demographic for this show?
Horny girls. Horny 12-year-old girls.
Horny bad girls who want bad boys.
I want a bad boy. Should I go?
Yes, you definitely should.
Okay. What do I love most about Gary? I don't even know where to begin.
That's what I don't hate about Harry.
Gary.
Gary.
Tonight on TBS, all of our shows start with the title.
No, that's the name of the show. What I don't hate about Harry, comma, Gary.
She's talking to Gary about Harry.
Obviously.
It's a simple, elegant premise. You could take it anywhere.
So wait, you're telling me this is a show about a guy who, like, commits seppuku?
Man, how did we get there?
I don't know.
Like, I want to be there.
I said, have you watched any good shows lately? You said, what I like about Harry Carey. And I asked you, isn't that the thing where you cut your guts?
Oh boy.
What a weird misunderstanding.
Ready, Nick?
Yeah. Karen, how are we going to be cops again if we touched our peas?
I love vegetables. Peas. End of sitcom. That's all I could think to say. We're canceled. It's all my fault.
That's right. This is how network television gets made.
Yeah.
Little do you know, it's all live.
They just shove people in front of microphones, yep. And if they don't say something good, they get killed, and the next writer gets conveyor belted up.
If it's bad enough, the whole show gets axed.
I was all fucked out working at the fuck shop. My old lady called. What the fuck could she want?
Babe, I'm pissed off.
Why don't are you laughing? Me- Never heard a pissed off person laugh like that. I gotta go. I'm picking up an extra shift at the fuck shop.
Fuck you. Goodbye.
That's the name of the show. Fuck you. Goodbye.
Beautiful epitaph.
Well, guys, we made great content there. Does anyone have any regrets from that segment? This is Coming Clean.
Definitely when I said I love vegetables.
Take us through that moment.
I did the association in my head. It was an A to B. Mm-hmm. Had no plan, but jumped on board because it was a 7-second sitcom and I didn't want to let Nick down. And I was like, I'll put it together in post. And it just didn't get there.
When Christine started talking about her ideas for the 7-second sitcom, I got furious because nobody asked me what my ideas were.
When they cut away to Tim, I got real knackered because they haven't cut away to me in like...
When Nick said knackered, I was confused because I thought knackered meant tired. What did he mean it as?
When I saw Tim's commentary, I had to say... That is grammar policeman thing.
My teacher's a real cunt. Can't believe she assigns me the homework that I already told her I wasn't gonna fucking do after I had sex with her. Wanna go to the beach? California, California, California. Good job, everyone. We are 12 minutes from our first call-in guest.
Oh, that's right.
Are you guys excited about this?
Super excited.
We have calling in live to Let's Get Into It, a Twitter account.
Did you want to know the thing it's called is buy two hams, $20. Username buy underscore number two underscore hams. Tonight I have contacted... I don't want to prep 10 minutes early. It just feels fake. It feels like I'm in rehearsal. I'm in rehearsal for interviewing the ham man.
Okay.
You don't want to do that?
Yeah, I don't want to introduce him ahead of time.
Okay.
Okay.
You know how, like, on Craig...
On Craig?
List?
No, on Craig.
It's not possessive.
They don't rehearse the interviews.
That's Lyme's disease.
They go on, and they just talk about whatever they want to talk about on Craig.
This is Craig Ferguson. My first guest here is someone I definitely haven't talked to. Nicholas... Douglas, Nick, welcome. So
hi.
Good to see you.
Craig, we've never met.
Oh, God, never. I wouldn't forget such an ugly face as that one. I wouldn't.
What a gaffe. What a gaffe you wouldn't make if you were practicing.
Yeah, the network is going to have my ass for that one.
You're edgy.
Our next guest on the couch is an animal expert named Sammy. What have you brought with you?
It's a chinchilla, Craig.
I've never seen one of those alive. I've just seen them draped around my ex-wife's neck.
You're bad. It's a small mammal. They're very soft. They're known for their soft fur. So your ex-wives actually have very excellent and warm coats.
Well, she's not quite warm where she is, but...
She's a bitch. I get it. That's
right.
Fun.
What's that, band leader that I might have?
Hey, hey.
Thank you.
Hey,
it's the hey guy.
I can't believe you got him to be your band guy. That's so cool. How long have you two known each other?
Oh, I've been hip in the music scene for a long time. How long have we known each other, hey guy?
Hey, hi.
Right, he's good, isn't it?
He's so hot.
Indeed. Now, what about him is hot? Is it because he's a musician? Do all I have to do is pick up a little guitar and slap it about and all be hot as well?
Hey.
Well, he has... 1.5 million Instagram followers.
That's a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
That's only a lot more than this show is being watched in it.
You're fun.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's the show. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by. You want to take us out with some music, Mr. Hey Hey?
Hey, hey.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Good show. Why did we do that?
On Craig.
If everyone's waiting for the ham, yeah. Man. If the phrase, everyone's waiting for the ham man, were like an old Crosby, Saxby, Niels & Young hit, what would it sound like?
Everyone's coming up with a plan. Everyone wants to fuck the ham man, but I've tried.
And I tried, and all I found is that the government is bad.
I don't know a lot of their music, I guess. I couldn't know the voice.
That had me wondering, why do we do non-musical segments on our show?
I know. I know. Such a treat.
Do you have an answer, Christine?
What if I started a jam band called Ham Man?
The Ham Man Jam Band?
That, there's no chance that that isn't already a jam band.
Would you join my jam band, Ham Man?
That's jam bandy enough, right?
I'm Billy Joel, and jam bands are okay.
It's taking a jam stand. Band infomercial. Hi, I'm Billy Joel.
And jam bands are okay.
I know you think they're not. Your cousin Eric listens to them all the goddamn time. Bumper stickers on his fucking Volvo. His Nalgene. The Thule on top of his Volvo. It's like, we get it, Eric. You smoke pot. But you know what? Fuck Eric. Jam bands rule. You know why? Live music rules. Live music's the heart of this goddamn nation. And if you walk by a bar with a chalkboard that says live music inside, and you're just not a patriot. Anyway, do I regret losing Christie Brinkley? Yes. Is it embarrassing that people on the internet have access to dozens of photographs of me wearing all leather on a motorcycle? Of course. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm Billy Joel. And jam bands are okay.
Paid for by the Jam Band Council for America.
I think it's horrible that the government subsidizes jam bands.
It's a crime. Have you seen the documentary? It's just like Big Jam has their hand in the cookie jar and we're all powerless to it. Like, at this point, it's been around so long that if we do anything, we're all just like fucked.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to listen to a 2-minute track of music.
Not in this country, buddy. Yeah.
I just don't have 15 minutes to listen to an extended guitar and drum solo.
You know why they're into it? Because that's how long it takes them to do the goddamn bureaucratic red tape paperwork.
Typewriter, 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 typewriter. And that's when I, Matt Taibbi, knew to crush Big Jam. And the tentacles of Big Jam were swarming about the beehive of capitalism. And the capitalism was a bullet. And the bullet was inside the gun of a snake.
It's me, a genius commenter. There were several metaphors there, and I fear that they were mixed, and the point was maybe lost along the way. That's all for now. Signing off, Billy Joel. It's me, Billy Joel again. I know what you're thinking. Shut the fuck up. I get it. You feel bad about a lot of stuff that's going on in your life, and you're just trying to rock out with your cock out. But I'm really serious, you guys. Don't let Eric ruin this for you. Sure, he owes his parents a lot of money. And yeah, last Thanksgiving, he asked you for $20 so he could pay your cousin for weed. Cut him a break. He's not that bad. I'm Billy Joel.
Paid for by friends and family of Eric?
Paid for by the friends and Verizon family plan of Eric.
Underwritten by Eric's Fave 5.
Vote no on Prop 516.
Hello, is the Ham Man here? Hi, Ham Man. I have been telling my colleagues, you like to sell hams. You sell hams in a certain amount for a certain price. Could you tell us a little more about that business?
So we've been selling hams here for quite a while. I have my our ham gardener, Christoph, with me. He's mute, so he won't be speaking. But we've been selling hams for about 20 years now. We decided long ago that we'd sell them by the pair for $20 because we believe that people are being overcharged for hams these days. And quite frankly, we're sick and tired of it.
How are you getting the costs down for hams?
Ever heard of a little thing called economies of scale?
Yeah, that's where you make more of something and it somehow becomes cheaper to make it at that amount?
Yes. So we breed the pigs ourselves, and basically pigs make ham. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I thought that everybody knows that pigs make ham.
But our pigs make ham that's 2 for $20.
Do you have more pigs than normal, or you have pigs that make more ham per pig?
Yes.
We should mention your handle is buy_2_hams.
Yes, that is correct.
And you take orders at that Twitter address?
Yeah, you can send us a direct message and we'll take your order. If we don't like the way you said it, we'll probably hurt your feelings in some way.
How do you generally transport your hams to your customers? This is a mail deal.
We've got a pretty serious fleet of trucks, refrigerated trucks that we use to transport our hams throughout the continental United States. You know, we really don't like to sell internationally because we're a proud American company, and we believe that only Americans should have our delicious ham.
Now, that's interesting. Usually an American company, that's more of a production side thing. That's less of a refusing foreign nationals, your products.
You know what? We can outsource our ham production to Mexico or to China if we want to. But you're going to see a decrease in quality. You're going to see a decrease in general sopping wetness.
What are the advantages of this wet ham?
Have you ever had a dry ham?
I guess I've eaten some hams that weren't sopping.
Let me put it this way. You're not going to take a giant rolled up piece of sandpaper, shove it down your gullet with nothing to drink, are you? No. You're going to get a delicious, supple loaf of pink land meat. And you're going to moisten it to its proper moistened levels, and you're just going to let it slide down your gullet. That's what you're going to do.
Thank you very much. Everybody follow buy_2_hams on Twitter. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll see you later.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Dan Bush.
And I'm Matt Tobin.
And this
is Off the Rails.
I was looking at a monkey in a top hat the other day.
Monkey on the internet, monkey in real life, monkey in the house.
Monkey in the house.
Real monkey, stuffed monkey.
Stuffed.
The gorilla that I have in my room.
Yes.
You don't have to tell me about his top hat. I put it on him.
It's on top of the coat rack now.
What?
Yep.
Why?
A coat rack needs a hat.
A coat rack is a 360-degree closet.
A closet with very few rails.
Yep.
This has been Off the Rails.
Talking about.
Guys, we've been goofing around so hard. We haven't even gotten to any of the segments that we need to do.
We got to get segments out the door.
Yeah, we talked about this. We talked about segments. We need to get segments done.
Let's do it now.
Great idea. Christine, would you lead us in a rousing rendition of Talking About Department Stores?
Talking about department stores. Talking about department stores like a condor. Talking about department stores.
Oh, absolutely. What? Can you guide me slightly more than that? I'm happy
What's
to participate. I just, what specifically about department stores would you like me to address?
Oh, yeah. I would, if you could, like you to talk about them.
Stores with departments.
Yes, talk about them.
Okay.
There was a game. There was a board game when I was a kid.
He's coming in strong.
I'm too close for missiles.
Stick the landing, Nick. Stick the landing.
Co-pilot, I don't have time for your doubts. There was a board game when I was a kid, and we played it at my grandmother's with my cousins.
The fuselage!
You can do it.
She had some foster
kids.
Technically, they were my foster aunt. Don't have time for this.
Lost a wing!
Oh no, okay.
I believe in you.
You were shopping in a store in the game. That's what the game is. I insisted, because I was... I think I just used to be autistic and grew out of it. No! I crashed into saying shitty things.
I'm sorry you died.
That game sounds so fun, Nick.
Guys, we have one more segment to do.
Okay, what is it?
How to make coffee for real. We don't need no walkie-talkies. Does anyone know?
So here's how you make coffee for real. You go to the store, the supermarket, the Whole Foods, the Freeways, Cow Market, wherever they sell coffee, that's where you go get your coffee. For real. You bring it to your house, to your home, to your apartment, to your condo, to your mansion, to your co-op. Wherever you hang your hat, wherever you lay your heart, that's where you bring the coffee. If it's ground, you need a coffee grinder. We'll skip that. You can see my other video. Click the link on the bottom, and then it'll take you to the ground coffee. If it's already ground, you pour the... Well, I use a teaspoon. This coffee maker, the Maxwell Blackwood 77, it came with a little teaspoon, a little black teaspoon thing, so that's what I use. You can just use a teaspoon from the drawer, though. I mean, nobody's watching you. Except for Barack Obama, right? So you scoop in. For each scoop of coffee, you add a cup of water. And then you press the button, and then that's how you make coffee.
Remember to rate and subscribe.
I'm going to go kiss girls on the street now. Is that the next thing up on YouTube most of the time? Hey guys, how to make coffee gone sexual. So I went on the streets of Colombia yesterday, and I was just asking girls how to make coffee. For real. And things got a little crazy, so follow me around. Hey.
Hey.
You ever seen a hair that gels up this high before? How do you make coffee for real?
Well, I do it this way.
That's the wrong way. You gotta kiss me.
Get off me! Stop making the sound. You're not making any contact with my face anymore.
Get a little closer. I'm almost there.
It's really... Please don't kiss the air. Please don't kiss... This is worse than when you were kissing me.
Lean in.
That's not a good use of that phrase. No, why would you even know that?
Fourth wave.
Oh, well, all right, fine.
If you like that, we'll be back next week where I'm asking girls how to make apple turnovers, and then I apple turn them over. You know what I mean? All right, like and subscribe. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. It's me, Amanda. I had a really weird experience out on the Venice boardwalk today, and I feel like YouTube is the best place for me to talk about it. A guy came up to me, and he asked me, "Do I know how to make coffee for real?" And I was like, "I don't know." Then he peppered me with tiny kisses for like 3 minutes. It was so weird. Anyway, am I pregnant? Comment below.
Dear Jessica?
Amanda, bitch.
Shit.
Read my username. Unsubscribe. I looked you up on Facebook. Nice eyes. You got some real fucked up eyes.
Dear Amanda, it hurt my feelings when you left that comment, so I have made this response video. I am an 8-year-old boy. My mom had esophageal cancer, and now she has to use this machine, but she's napping after a really hard work day. And so I thought I'd have some fun. We're good to go.
This little boy can't even make it through his video. He keeps breaking down. It's a heavy, deep sob. I have to keep watching to the end.
This is savage.
Babe, come here and look at this.
Things are looking really bad for my mom. They didn't get all of it, but we're gonna... Never mind, we're gonna go to Washington Square.
I gotta share this on Facebook.
We're gonna go to Washington Square and ask people if they know what love feels like. Hello, sir. Hi, could you stop playing the drums? What does love feel like today in Washington Square Park?
Why are you vaping out of your neck?
Why are you vaping out of your neck? A hard pivot to why are you vaping?
Why are you vaping out your neck?
Well, my colleague in Slate may posit that it is not cultural appropriation for a white man to use the phrase, why are you vaping out of your neck? I would argue...
Hi, it's me, a genius commenter, and I don't know. I just feel like this website blows. All right, that's it. Signing off, Billy Joel.
It's me, Nick Denton's Tumblr.
Why does Craig Ferguson write Nick Denton's Tumblr?
It's me, Craig. And today, on a bit called The Nick Denton Character and How It Sounds Different From Me.
Hi, I'm Billy Joel. Have no idea what the fuck's going on? Me neither. That's why I love jam bands. Sure, this bongo solo's been 25 minutes long. And your girlfriend Kathy's been in the porta potty for God knows how many songs. But I'll be damned if when that electric violinist kicks in at minute 35, if I don't cry every time. Anyway, I've gotten off track. The exact thing I roasted those guys for doing in the first place. So I'm gonna sign the fuck off, but just know, a rambling thing can come to a solid end. I'm Billy Joel.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Christine.